Trader Yacht Sales offers a full-service storage facility and a reliable crew responsible for all of your boating needs. Specialists in electronics, they can accommodate your needs for radar, autopilot, air conditioning, GPS, heat, and communications. Give Ray a call at 732-899-8010. That's 732-899-8010, or go to SchraderYachts.com. That's SchraderYachts.com. Oh, by the way, tell Ray you heard about him on Veterans Radio, and he will personally deliver your new boat from Schrader Yachts anywhere there's water. Schrader Yachts, ready to serve all of your boating needs.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
An investor recently said, "This is the best real estate market I've ever seen." At Sperry Van Mest Lilly & Associates, we've seen tough markets in the past and know you can benefit from them. We don't see tough, we see opportunity. We know the quickest way for buyers to achieve wealth is created in a buyer's market, and this is the best market we've seen for buyers in decades. We'll help you select, analyze, finance solid real estate investments. That's why Sperry Van Mest brokers are known as real estate advisors. Call Sperry Van Mest Lilly & Associates for a professional discussion about your investment goals. We'll locate properties we believe best fit you, then you decide if you agree. Call 800-345-6694. That's 800-345-6694. Visit our website, svnlillie.com.
We're back on Veterans Radio. It seemed to me I've heard that tune somewhere. I can't imagine where it was. I want
to. I mean, they're great. Yeah. And I have to say this: our usual air boss, board guy, the kid Andy Penny, put these together. Now he's 24 years old, and this is the music he likes.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it's great music. That's
it
why.
Is. Mm-hmm.
It's great music. I want to encourage all of you out there to please give our sponsors or advertisers a call if you're in a local area or anywhere near there where they happen to be. We can't do this program without them, and we can't do this program without you. And so if any time you want to help us stay on the air, you can go to our website, click on Help Veterans Radio, or we'll be happy to accept your funding. And we'll mention you on the air. We'll give you one of our bumper stickers that says it's an order to listen to Veterans Radio, and anything else we can think of to make it easier for you. We love what you're doing to help us out, and hopefully you appreciate what we're trying to do here also. At this time, I want to bring on another guest. I'm really excited to talk with her. Joyce Faulkner, who is the president of the Military Writers Society of America, which is a relatively new organization, and I want to introduce our guests to it, because I know there are so many stories out there, and maybe Joyce can be one of the ones that can help you out. Joyce, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being here.
It's a privilege to talk to you again.
Yes, we just met the other night.
I know. And tell me a little bit about what Military Writers Society of America is, how it got started.
Okay. Military Writers Society of America was the brainchild of a Vietnam veteran named Bill McDonald. And he's a spiritual kind of guy, and he had some very intense experiences in Vietnam. And he found for himself and for others that it helped to write it down and come to grips with things.
Right.
And he noticed also, after having written his first book, that there wasn't really a platform or a place to help people who were in that position then do something with the work that they've done. So he created the Military Society of Military Writers Society of America back in, I believe, 2004. And I think there were beginnings of it before that. I got involved in 2006 when suddenly they sent me a note to tell me that I'd won an award for my book.
Wow.
And I got to meet Bill and Maria Edwards, who was helping him set up the society. And at that point, it was just a very small, a lot of members, but very small in terms of organization and structure. They had just begun the long process to build such a thing. And in 2007, the organization was passed on. Bill had some health problems, and it was turned into a much larger organization, which helps. The idea is to help people either write their book, give them encouragement, as Bill says, give them fellowship with other veterans who are trying to put together their experiences, to help them, to give them a platform where their books can be reviewed and awards given. And now that I've become president in January of this year, we're starting on a whole load of new things. Some of which involved a newsletter that just went out last night where we were mentioning your organization.
I saw that. I greatly appreciate that. I want to tell our audience we're talking with Joyce Faulkner, who's the president of the Military Writers Society of America. And I know all of you potential authors out there, you can give us a call right now at 877-573-7825, and maybe Joyce could answer your question. We've gotten a lot of unsolicited books, I guess you could say, from veterans who are trying to get their stories out. And as you mentioned, the idea of just writing them down helps so much. We talked earlier with Elliot Storm, and his started out as part of therapy. And the next thing is his counselor told him, he says, you know, you should publish this. This is, you know, an amazing story to get out to people. And that's how he got started. And there are so many stories that are deep inside many veterans' heads. And sometimes it's really necessary to get that story out. How many members do you have in your society?
Well, at this point, there's about 765 total. Some are active, some are inactive, some are in the process of paying their dues and becoming members. And as we say, we have a variety of different ways that people can participate. And there are all kinds of reasons why people write, and all kinds of reasons why they want to be a part of the organization. For example, there are some people who are coming to the end of their lives, and they realize that they have kept their war experiences very tight to the vest, and if they don't talk about it now, their children really may never know about what they went through. And so we have, you know, people like that who are quickly writing down their experiences for family. And then we have, of course, professional authors who are out there with the large companies, and they're going to the various bookstores and the various ways that books are distributed and working their books that way. We have people who are doing reference books. We have a lot of memoirs for people from people who are trying to, you know, come to grips with a very intense experience. So there's lots of reasons why people write. And we're trying to create an organization that supports all of those reasons.
We want to remind our listeners to go to your website, which is militarywriters.com. And it's a great website. There's a lot of great information on there that talks about your mission and how, you know, the process that sometimes you have to go through, because I know, not personally, but through some of the other authors that we've talked to, there's a lot of rejection going on out there, right?
Well, there's lots of rejection. And, you know, most of the time, it's not because of the quality or lack of quality of a given book. It can be. But the fact of the matter is there's lots of people out there writing books right now. And you have to hit the right publisher at the right time with the right material. And by the right time, I mean books take money to publish, and especially if it's to be distributed. And cash flow depends on how well the books of the year before were doing. So a lot of times resources that were available a year ago may not be available this year, but they'll be available the next.
Right.
So it's difficult. And there's a lot of people who are using what's called subsidy publishers, and that means that they pay a good part of the money to publish the book, and the publisher and the author share the proceeds, usually in the favor of the publisher.
The publisher, yeah. Like that's understandable. So they're self-publishing. We're coming up on a break here in about 15 seconds or so. We're talking with Joyce Faulkner of the Military Writers Society of America, and I encourage you to give us a call in the last segment of the program at 877-573-7825. If you have any questions, Joyce, hold on. We'll be right back after these messages.
You have honorably served the United States and the Marine Corps in times of peace and war. Now we would like to serve you. The Marine Scholars Program covers the total cost of attending Ave Maria University. By combining resources from the Ave Maria University Marine Scholars Funding, federal financial aid entitlements, and the GI Bill. The benefits are granted for the duration of the recipient's study at Ave Maria University, contingent upon good conduct and good academic standing. The Marine Scholars Program is open to all reserve and active component Marines and other combat veterans of Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom who have honorably served our country. Please visit us online at www.avemaria.edu. Or call the Assistant Director of Admissions at 239-280-2552. You helped us. Now let us help you. Semper Fi.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Keith Famey. I am the executive producer of Visionalist Entertainment Productions. We produce specialty films, and I want to make you aware of a documentary in production right now called Detroit, Our Greatest Generation. This film is scheduled to air as a special during the holidays on WDIV-TV. My goal with this project is to thank the World War II veterans of Michigan and give World War II veterans the opportunity to be recognized as among the greatest generation. You can support the film and be a part of this historical documentary by clicking on DetroitGreatestGeneration.com. I want veterans to personally tell their stories before the historians do. I know. My father was a bombardier on a B-17, and he shared a few with me. So please go to DetroitGreatestGeneration.com and get the skinny. That's an order.